Justin.
Morning.
Oh, hey. Oh, I guess hey. Only one of these.
Well, that was Martin by Car Seat Headrest. I think you sent me that at midnight and said first song for tomorrow.
Yep. Yep.
And how's it going?
I'm currently mathing, but as in I'm drawing, but I have to orient a fish in the correct direction. This is the math I'm doing.
You're going to make really cool, like, wallpaper decoration stuff. That's what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
I really like the designs.
Thanks.
You should make stickers out of them when you're done.
Maybe.
I think that could be cool.
Yeah. Well, I just want to be over.
I know. Not a lot of sleep.
Mm-mm.
I went to bed at 10.
Why'd you wake up at 3?
Because I probably went to bed at 10. Probably because I was early.
Wow, you really changed.
I know. Last year I used to go to bed like latest 10. It was weird.
I know. Oh, the times have changed.
I know. And then I watched a few YouTube videos and then fell back asleep.
What YouTube videos did you watch?
I watched a house decorating video.
Okay.
And a climbing video.
Okay.
They were really good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
YouTubers that I like.
Nice.
And then I went on the YouTube shorts, and that just started to rot my brain.
Yeah,
so
you gotta get off.
I really
you have to pretend they don't exist.
Exactly, and I feel like full length YouTube videos feel healthier than.
Yes, it's like I feel like it feels healthier to watch a TV show than to watch a ton of like TikToks.
And it's even healthier to watch a movie, but like we can't.
Yeah.
I honestly like don't have the brain space to do the movies anymore.
I know.
Unless I'm like going to the theater and like. I can't do anything. And even then, sometimes I'm checking my phone in the movie theater.
I know. I try to shut my phone off when I go to movies.
I need to, but, like, it's like a pull. And then, like, of course no one's texting me.
I know. That's the worst part. It's, like, I remember at practice, I'd be, like, in high school, I'd be off my phone for, like, 3-4 hours, I would like go back and everybody else would have all their like little Snapchat notifications, everything, and I'd go and I wouldn't have a single notification. I was like, do I have no friends? It was so demoralizing.
People pull their phone out in the middle of frisbee practice too.
I know. I try really hard not to do that. I like when it's like a three hour chunk of not checking my phone once is nice. And sometimes I'll do it, especially if I know I like am like in correspondence with someone about something specific. But otherwise, I try like not to. Like same with movies. It's like literally I turn my phone power off.
I know. I should not have messages on my laptop, and then I feel like I'm gonna close it. Close the tab right now.
Yeah.
Okay. The next song.
Wait. We gotta say.
You can do that. You can.
Okay. This is Yaila. Oh wait. This is Bug Thief.
Yeah. We never say that anymore.
And this is Yaila. And
this is Eleanor.
Yeah. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay! The next song Stella showed me last night.
Noise.
And said, I like walking around campus to this song recently.
I trust Stella's music taste with my life, so I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Here we go.
Just punch the clock. empty, half full. Cup runneth over. Horns a plenty, coffers full. We're starting over. Half empty, half full. Starting over, I write you a story, but it loses its thread, and all of my witnesses keep turning up, dead. I paint you a picture. Alaskan life. Come back to Chicago, city of life. Come back to Chicago. Paint you a picture, but it never looks right. 'Cause I feel in the shadows and block out the, light. I send you a postcard. It says Pulaski and I. Greetings from Chicago. Chicago.
The ruins.
seeing what's to come. The image of the dead, dead ends in my mind.
Since Tommy always was a tough guy, I know it's 'cause he thought I'd see him cry. He had knuckles that could make the devil shy, knuckles of a prize fighter.
I got the world, so I'll be fun. I got the
Yeah, my work ain't hard, but it's got to be done. I got the world, so I'll be fine. I got the sunshine to figure me out. I'm back to work, that's over now. All I want is fun. Yeah, my work ain't hard, but it's got to be done.
Okay, we decided that if you're interested in knowing what songs these are, you can check out the website, WMFO.org.
If you look up WMFO,
WMFO. Yeah. And you can listen to all of these shows taped back as far as you want. If you miss it, if you don't want to come on at 6 a.m., but you have a special relationship to us and want to listen, you can do that.
Yeah.
I'll read a PSA. It's been good vibes in the studio.
It's been very chill vibes.
Thinking about getting another Starbucks.
Today? Do it.
Thinking about it. They make you load on like $15. They don't let you just like buy one coffee online. So it's like,
what?
They make you.
Wait, I don't understand that. I ordered something the other day and it was fine.
Well, okay.
They don't make you order. You only ordered one thing the other day though.
Exactly. So I have more money left on the
Yeah. You have to like upload a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
I see.
Ooh. All right. Let's talk about. Let's talk about pedestrian safety.
Important stuff.
On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the
crosswalk. Jesus Christ! You chose the worst one.
I don't know why they have to be, like, so...
I'm scared. I thought they were, like, getting rid of those.
Well, she was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks from Tufts. Literally, like, I basically live on Powder House. Could have been me. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion... The driver sped away. Oh my gosh!
Really? I can't imagine that. That's
speeding
insane.
Away.
That's insane.
A hit and run.
Then you're like,
you would regret that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but then I guess it's because you can still go to jail even if it's not, even if it was unintentional.
Manslaughter. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they thought they were gonna.
It's
like,
not manslaughter that. if you're on your phone or if you're drunk, though. I don't think that's manslaughter.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because you're just, intentionally, you're doing something illegal already.
Like, but it's not like murder. You didn't set out to kill someone. But I think it'd be manslaughter with harsher, like
repercussions.
Yeah.
Anyways, we can do our research. Oh my gosh.
What? tell the people.
No, this is crazy. This is like reading a story, but it's real life. So, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner.
No.
And later at Home Depot to buy supplies to hide the damage to his truck's body.
Oh my god.
He went and like got dinner and drinks and then went and fixed his truck.
Before he went to fix his truck. And I can't believe he also went to fix
his truck.
This
man is evil. This is pure heresy. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings. Really? Or do drivers need to be better?
Hold on.
I feel like they probably looked. And even if they didn't, I don't look. Sometimes I walk and just assume that they're going to stop.
Which you shouldn't do, but at the same time, ultimately, the car is the one that should be really aware and the one that's, like, making the change. Like, pedestrians always have the right of way.
Right.
I think. Right? Yeah.
Well, apparently, we need to be paying more attention when we cross streets, or Allison could be you.
No way. They're telling
what this
the
PSA is saying.
Really, they're about the pedestrians.
Drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or stop for you. What is this PSA?
This is so. Whoa. I feel like this is dated. That feels like dated somehow.
Yeah, I feel like.
Like sure, you should look both ways when you free cross the road.
This
but,
is
like,
really harsh. The last sentence is. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you.
What?
What is this?
No way they said that. They're just like drop a bomb and they leave just for a PSA.
Apparently, okay.
This is a
potentially life-saving message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
No way. Maybe some people would... guy seems somehow unaffected, but like... there's no way people just... I don't know. Like the last set, that's so. I think that's like so over exaggerated.
There are some bad people, but you need to have some faith in humanity.
Also, I think people. I would say almost everybody would really care. Like, I'm sure that guy still really cared, and he just didn't know how to handle it. and was like suppressing right. the emotions of
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
God, we gotta get like a psychologist in here. Some sort of an optimist.
We're doing right now.
Yeah.
We're analyzing.
R.I.P. Allison, though. It wasn't her fault. The way that PSA was trying to say it was Allison's fault.
Help! That was not the correct answer. Here, I'll take it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. What else? Do we have anything else for the people?
No.
Yeah. I'm doing a math project that I have due today, and Eleanor's ill.
My throat hurts. It's getting better as I'm talking, though.
That's good. That's a good sign. Yeah. You don't have stress.
And I'm drinking tea. And drawing.
Nice. New notebook. We got new sketchbooks at the SMOFA yesterday. Because I have so many rhino buffs.
Free sketchbook.
Woo.
Okay. Next up is Joanna by Suki Waterhouse. And then I have nothing else queued, so I'm going to have to search for something I want to listen to.
I'll try to think in my brain.
Yeah, you have only given one song rec, so.
Yeah.
Please. Well, I've been grinding. Okay.
Bye.
Oh,
Current time, 6:58:07 a.m., December 14th, 2023. Thanks for joining us for this hour.
Last one of the semester.
I cannot believe it's been a whole semester. But
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we going to be on the same? We might not be on the
we
same
We don't know.
Time.
I really honestly hope it's not this
not,
time.
I know. It's so brutal. It's like a little
it's
too...
It's terrible because it's like... Then it's between. 7 a.m. and it's like I'm not going back to bed at 7 a.m.
Yeah. It's like a little bit too late. Yeah. But like not quite early enough.
But I've had fun.
Me too.
It's been a good weekly routine. I think we're just going to keep it free form from now on. The theme's just like...
I think occasionally.
Theme. Let us know if you have any ideas.
We had some fun ones. Yeah. I like talking about the songs.
Yeah.
But we can still talk about them freeform. We can do a bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We will be living it up.
Oh, yeah. We'll be both getting LEED Climb certified so that when we get back, we can... do like climbing together, like outdoors and stuff.
It's gonna be so sick. I'm
Except
so excited.
We're gonna need to make people come with us, but after we do that a couple times, we'll actually be set.
And then we can do it by ourselves.
Then we don't have to wait for people.
Right.
Hyped.
All right, we have 30 seconds, so I guess I'll just play this song and then. Oh, yeah. This is Eleanor and Yyla, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So true. I wonder if the next person's coming.
We'll see. If not,
yep. Just play something so it's easier for them to transition. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.